Have you ever realized that your best friend hasn't seen the most amazing movie ever made? And you get to go, what? You haven't seen Ghostbusters? Well, this episode became something of that for me because I realized we haven't talked about my favorite study ever when it comes to, you know, the sleep space. And so I'm super excited to share this one with you again, my all-time favorite. And we're going to look at a study that looks at like all-cause mortality, like longevity, like if there's any, you know, risk associated with insomnia. And as you can probably tell by the intro, things are going to end on a very reassuring, very, very nice note. And I want to just amplify right away is that this study is huge. It is by far the largest study I've ever come across in our space. So yeah, without further ado, I want to start here before we actually go to the study. I want to say this, that, you know, there are a lot of claims made on the World Wide Web about insomnia and sleep deprivation. But the thing is that to prove that insomnia or sleep deprivation causes any health issue, you would need a randomized study, you know, and a randomized study will never be done because you just can't do that. Imagine taking like 1,000 people and making half of them have insomnia while making sure the other half doesn't, and then make sure that they have this over a sufficient amount of time so that it has an impact on some type of health outcome. You can just see that this is unfeasible. It will never be done. It's, you know, as far as I can imagine, this will never happen. So it's fairly easy to say when somebody says, oh, insomnia causes this, it's fairly easy to say, no, that has not been proven, right? So this study, you know, really, I don't think will ever happen, but you can do another type of prospective study that has been done. And this is when you essentially design it like this. This is a very simple design. You ask people, a bunch of people, like, do you have insomnia in some shape or form? You ask that question, yes or no. And then you follow this group of people that you've asked the question. You can follow them over many, many years to see if people in the yes group or the no group ended up having more health issues. These type of studies have been done actually many times. And this is where the study we're going to look at today comes in, because what the authors did, Lack and Lovato, out of, I don't remember where, but they're in Australia somewhere. They did a meta-analysis. They looked at previous studies of this type and they compiled them into this gigantic like data set that they looked at and draw some conclusions from. So without further ado, yeah, now let's jump in here and take a look at this famous study from Nicole Lovato and Leon Lack. All right, so title is Insomnia and Mortality Meta-Analysis. I think a very, very nice title, a very non-triggering title, just very objective. And the purpose of this was to look at, you know, if there was any association, of course. And they did a meta-analysis. So look at this. They found 17 studies that they could include with a total of 36,938,981 individuals were included. Almost 37 million were included in this meta-analysis, which is just huge. And this gives the study a lot of power. And the mean follow-up was 11.6 years, which is, you know, is also very powerful because it gives sufficient time to see if there were any health issues, or what they looked for in this study was like, did people were people more likely to die for any reason in one of these groups that had insomnia or did not have insomnia, right? Now, what they were looking at as the definition of insomnia here was sort of the one that you find in like DSM-4 or like the manual for classifying disorders. And so they said you had insomnia if you for more than three nights per week had trouble sleeping, and this had happened for more than a month, they classified that as insomnia. And of course, this may not be what we think of as insomnia here, which is that, you know, this ongoing struggle that comes from fear. There could be a lot of people here also that had more like sleep deprivation, that had trouble sleeping for other reasons, and they were classified insomnia. But I think still both are very valid, because in our community, there's both a fear of insomnia and sleep deprivation causing health issues. So I think still a lot of very, very valuable information here. Okay, so what did they find? Well, there was no difference. There was no difference in terms of longevity if you had insomnia or if you did not have insomnia among almost 37 million people followed over almost 12 years. And it didn't matter like which models they used to look at this, there was no difference. And what they conclude is that the current evidence reinforces the use of cognitive therapy as a frontline non-pharmacological treatment for insomnia to reassure patients their longevity will not be impacted as a consequence of suffering from insomnia. And that is it. And that was that. And yeah, this came out like early in 2019. And I was very, very glad to see this. It did make a splash. But of course, you know, we have a long way to go before this becomes like, you know, fully understood there, you know, on the World Wide Web. But a final note here is that like they didn't look at specific health outcomes. They looked only at longevity here. But I think that is still, you know, so, so helpful because the things that we hear about that, you know, there's often this implied message that insomnia creates like kind of heart problems and other health issues. But if those don't lead to any change in longevity, then it kind of casts it like the fact that there was no difference in longevity, it casts a big shadow of doubt on all the claims made about, you know, health issues. Because if insomnia or sleep deprivation, you know, cause significant health issues, that probably would impact longevity if you look at a huge study like this, right? So I think this is immensely reassuring. And that's why I love this study. And final thing I want to say here is that really hats off to Lack and Lovato for doing this. You know, if you are in academia, it's challenging because what really gets attention is kind of like scary and triggering things said about sleep. And that gives, you know, that gets you published in like a high impact journal and it's easier to get funding and things of that nature. So when somebody like Lack and Lovato here, you know, publishes this and clearly a lot of work must have gone into compiling all this data, I think that is amazing. And it shows you like, you know, you can do incredible work as a scientist when you, you know, when you keep, in my opinion, I think when you truly think about like just presenting the data that you find and not trying to make it sound triggering or scary, but just presenting the data and taking an opportunity to reassure people when you find, you know, data like this, is just incredible work, incredible work. I think they're amazing. I did actually write an email to Leon Lack and he replied. He said, thanks for your support. And Nicole Lovato, I connected with her on Twitter and said thanks so much to her on Twitter there. So I did thank both of them for this incredible work. So yeah, that's it. Hope you found this valuable. And as always, let us know in the comments what you think. And also, if you're finding that our content here is leading you to where you want to be, you're sleeping well and you're living your best life, that is wonderful. But if you think you could need a little bit of more support, help on your path to where you want to be, then of course, head over to our website, check out our coaching options. If you decide to join, we look forward to seeing you on the inside. That said, hope you have a beautiful rest of your day and I'll look forward to seeing you soon. Bye-bye.